This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio?
Try brushing and flossing your teeth.
I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Broadcasting from the WEEI studios, powered by Verizon, 93.7 WEEI-FM and HD1, Lawrence, Boston, and Odyssey Sports Station.
This hour, Jones and Keefe is brought to you by East Coast Metal Roofing. Save 10% during their Beat the Heat sales event. Visit eastcoastmetalroofing.com for details.
Tell your smart speaker to play 93.7 WEEI.
This is Jones and Keefe
on WEEI.
Being home in Portland, being back with his three kids was by far the biggest, most important factor in Damian Lillard deciding to return and re-sign with the Trailblazers. He was going to spend the year rehabbing his Achilles tear in the Portland area anyways. So returning to the Blazers franchise, even though he requested a trade just 2 years ago, was something he deeply cared about. And Boston, Minnesota, dozens of other teams had minimum and mid-level exception offers out to Damian Lillard in the last several weeks. But I'm told Lillard, as well as Joe Cronin, the Blazers GM, head coach Chauncey Billups, they all met at Damian Lillard's home in recent weeks and figured out how they were going to bond and reunite and move forward on a deal. 3 years, $42 million. He has a player option in the third year as well.
Hour number two, Jones and Keefe, WEEI. Jones off today. He'll be back on Monday. Billy Lanny has slid over. Fitzy's going to join us at high noon today. We'll have more on Damian Lillard going back to Portland in just a moment. But the Red Sox return from the All-Star break this afternoon. A little day baseball in Wrigley. Sox and Cubs. It'll be Lucas Giolito on the mound. 220 first pitch, 120 with the pregame here on WEEI. And I think we might know who's playing today.
Lineup's out. Lineup is out.
I think so. So here we go. The second half opener. Leading off for the Boston Red Sox in left field, Jarren Duran. Batting second, the third baseman, Alex Bregman. Your designated hitter batting third, Roman Anthony. Batting cleanup. And behind the plate, Carlos Narvaez. All-star snub, Carlos Narvaez. Batting fifth, the right fielder, Willier Abreu. Batting seventh, your shortstop. Nope, sixth, your shortstop, Trevor Story. Batting seventh, friend of the show at second base, Marcelo Meyer. Batting eighth, the hottest player in baseball, also an all-star snub, the center fielder, Seydon Rafaela. And batting second leadoff at first base, the bull, Abraham Toro. What do you think of that lineup, Bill?
Let's go.
Let's go. Let's go. So no...
Nothing really... Nothing jumps out at me. Like, why is he there?
Nope. No Yoshida today, at least to start, and no Romy Gonzalez, who was hot. Now, they're facing a righty, mm-hmm. But Romy was hitting everybody. So I wonder if that was maybe a tough guy to leave out of the lineup for.
Romy's tired from babysitting Roman Anthony and Marcelo Meyer.
Well, I was going to say, how are the legs on Anthony and Meyer? They've been all over town.
Week.
6 to 10 ladies every time you see these guys. Just living the dream. You're right. Romy Gonzalez is sort of their chaperone. But
the adult in the room.
So I do like this lineup. I think the one thing you do have is how often is Roman Anthony going to end up being the DH, which I'm okay with.
Right.
I don't think not long term, but for this team, if you want Duran and Rafael and Abreu in the outfield, Roman Anthony needs to be in the lineup. Also, having him hit third is interesting. Now you go lefty, righty, lefty, Duran, Bregman, Anthony, but I wonder if that is what we see going forward.
What, back and forth? More back and forth?
No, no, just those three. Because I feel like Anthony was hitting second a lot.
Mm.
Not that it's the biggest deal, but he was hitting second a lot before Bregman came back. And maybe they'll just make this switch. Plus, I mean, I think you want to kind of stagger your lefties and your righties.
Right.
And that they're doing that kind of up and down the lineup, it looks like, for right now. But yeah, that's pretty good. You know, we'll see. So then Saturday they face a lefty, and my guess is Romy and Ref Snyder are in, and Toro's out, and unfortunately maybe Meyer's out.
Right. Yeah, no, you want him in there as much as possible, but again, like, you got to kind of, I hate to use the term baby them, but
yep.
go slow and easy with them.
All right, so add that to the mix, but you heard the news, and this happened yesterday after we got off the air, but Damian Lillard going back to the Portland Trailblazers. The reports were the Celtics were interested, offered him probably the vet minimum, but Tatum was recruiting Damian Lillard. He's probably not going to play all season.
No.
He's going to rehab from an injury and hopefully be back for the following season as he's getting into his mid to late 30s. Is it a good thing that they didn't get Damian Lillard?
I think it was a fun story for a couple days.
Yeah.
The fact that he could have been here. Would he have wanted to be like the sixth man off the bench at the veteran minimum? You know, then he had Tatum's talking to him. He's like, oh, there might be some smoke here. But I think in the long run, like, I think he would have taken whatever Portland offered him.
Just go
he
back. Just,
yeah, he didn't. Yeah. From when that happened, I don't think he was a fan of leaving Portland at all. Like,
well,
he had set up shop there. He was happy there.
He wanted to go to Miami.
Yeah.
Didn't get his way. Went to Milwaukee. Didn't work out. So now he goes back to Portland. Will probably end his career in Portland. I've always been a fan of the player, but I didn't really understand the fit here. They have small guards.
Right.
They have Peyton Pritchard. Derek White's not necessarily a small guard, but they have him as well. They need bigs.
Mm-hmm.
They also need guys that can play this season.
Right.
So I didn't want to spend money, even if it was the minimum or even if they somehow found a way to get him all the way up to the mid-level. I didn't want to pay him that to rehab. And then you're like, all right, now here he comes in with Tatum the following year. I also don't know how much is left in the tank in Lillard. He had a good statistical year this year. But at his age and coming off the injury, we went through this with Tatum. How many guys had really good years or careers after an Achilles injury? Few.
Right. How long will it take him to get even close to 100%?
Yeah.
If he's ever
100%
again, and whatever 100% in his eyes is.
So I'm honestly okay with this. I had a feeling that these two guys might have been using each other. Like, hey, get the interest up in Lillard. Also, the Celtics can look at it and say, see, we're interested in guy. We're interested in these.
It was a fun story for a couple days.
Yeah.
But it would have been a lot to ask of him, too. You know, he understands he's coming off of surgery. He understands he's a little bit older.
Mm-hmm.
He understands he's not the greatest defender. But how does he do accepting that role of the sixth man? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
When you're a superstar, it's probably tough to take that step back.
Yeah, because I wonder, you know, how is he going to fit it? Like, could you even play him and Pritchard together? Like, or would teams just sort of abuse that?
You know,
like having like the one small guard. And Pritchard does what he can defensively, but you can only do so much at that size. So, yeah, I mean, you know, Lillard will go and, you know, hopefully he comes back. It's good for the NBA if you like the more good players you have.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think him being here was the right fit, right? That was the right answer or anything like that. So that's now gone. The other conversation that has come up with the Celtics is Jaylen Brown, you know, doing a couple of interviews, also doing like the whatever that was, a podcast or just like a stream with Kyrie Irving the other day. He's very confident in himself, which is great. What are the expectations for Jaylen Brown next year? For the team as well, but specifically for Jaylen Brown, who has talked a lot about what he has sacrificed and how good he is and, you know, what he's given up for the team and all this. Well, now you're the guy.
Yep.
Like, clearly the guy.
This is what you wanted.
What do you think?
Do you step
what
up?
Do you think it's going
to
be?
Well, that's the thing, too. It's like, this is to see a guy say how he wants to be viewed, how he wants to play.
Yeah.
This literally, it fell in his lap.
Yes.
Like now you have no choice. You are the guy. You want to be the guy. Show us that you can do it.
Yeah.
I don't want to be like Nick and say he's going to get 30 points and 7 rebounds and 12 turnovers. Like Nick just sucked
possibility.
He just sucked the fun out of it. No, yes. I get it. But you're trying
negative
to like,
Nick.
Yeah, exactly.
Negative Nick weighing in.
You know, I'm just hoping that it isn't to the point where you're like, oh my God, he won't stop jacking up shots. You know, you don't want to look at it and be like, oh my God, just stop shooting. But that's how it is in the league. How do you get out of a funk? You shoot your way out of it. You know, it's. But he's going to have to take a lot. Between him and Derek White, there's going to be a lot of shots taken.
I mean,
and I hope it don't wear him out. You know what I mean? That's the biggest thing, too. He wants all the weight on his shoulders. He wants to be seen as that guy. But as a fan, and I'm sure as management and coaches, like, we can't – if we're going to even sniff the playoffs,
right.
If we're going to play a round of the playoffs, we need to have him have his legs underneath him.
So last year, looking at it – now, obviously not all these guys played every game, but Jason Tatum, when he was out there, took 20 shots a game.
Mm.
Kristaps Porzingis, when he was out there, took just under 14 shots a game. Drew Holiday took 9, and Horford took 8. That's a lot of shots you're taking away.
Right.
Those guys are all off the team. You still have Brown, who was second on the team, just under 18 shots attempted per game. Derek White and Peyton Pritchard combined for 23 shots a game. So the number for White and Pritchard will also go up. As of right now, they still have Anthony Simons. So like I'm a fan of Simons. That guy will take a lot of shots.
I was gonna say, is he a big shot taker?
Oh yeah. Yeah.
I know he handles the ball, but how often is he jacking it up?
No, he will take a bunch of shots. He'll take a bunch of threes. And with Missoula, he'll probably take even more threes than he has out in Portland. But he's 3 straight years around 20 points per game. Mm-hmm. Now, bad team, so maybe that number goes down, but he'll at least take some of the burden there. But my guess is Jaylen Brown is gonna be towards the top of the league in shot attempts, which he already was even with Tatum. He really should be top of the league in scoring.
Yeah.
Like, I think he kind of has to be by default. And if he isn't, I think some of these comments are going to get kind of thrown back in his face.
That's the worst part about it.
Mm-hmm.
For a guy who sees everything and hears everything about him, when media starts getting after him about playing like that, who knows how it will impact him.
So he was 22nd in the league in scoring last year on just straight points per game, 22.2. The leader was Shai Gilgeous-Alexander at 32.7. So I don't know. Maybe he doesn't take a 10-point leap, but it should probably be, if he averages 5 more points, that would put him 5th in the league.
Yeah. Sounds.
I think that's what he should be.
That's a reasonable expectation.
Yeah, I think you know, leading the league in scoring might be too far afield, but if he's top 5, because Tatum, you know, even swap him out. Tatum was 5th in the league in scoring. Only SGA, Giannis, Jokic, and Anthony Edwards scored more per game than Tatum. So those guys will flip flop. And then the other thing that's going to be be telling with Jaylen Brown is, all right, you're the best player on a team that finished 8th or 4th. Like there's a big kind of sliding scale there. You know, the example I bring up every single time is Scottie Pippen, who is like the prototype great number 2 player.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody really thought he was the number 1. And I'm not saying Jaylen Brown is Scottie Pippen. I'm just saying, like, in that regard, like a team that won a title, has the accolades, has like the all-star appearances, but you're like, he's not a number 1. When he had a chance to be a number 1, the team still won a ton of games. Mm-hmm. They didn't win the title. He statistically was great, and then also welcomed the great player back. Because that's the other thing that's going to be down the road, something to keep an eye on, is let's say Jaylen Brown has an unbelievable year, like great year, and then Tatum comes back. Like, is he cool with just being like, all right, now it's
go back 2 years.
Now I'm back to being the second guy again. I don't know. Like, it's a fascinating story. I do think that the Eastern Conference is in a state where even the current Celtics roster, which has no big men, like no big men to speak of.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove.
It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
I still have him in the top six, and maybe that's me being too
fanboyish.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
That's
maybe,
all right. Nothing wrong with
maybe
that.
Maybe it is. But I feel like a Brown, Derek White backcourt kind of puts you in a good spot,
right. Doesn't
it?
Yeah, yeah. I assume that they're going to make the playoffs. You said, because the state of the East is, you know, Cleveland's still a good team. Who knows what the Knicks and the Pacers are going to be this year, you know? The Bucks are always in the mix, you know? Mm-hmm. So it's not a crazy idea that they can get, what is it, 10 teams get a playoff chance? With the play-ins and all
with
that
the
stuff,
you have
know,
10, I mean, yeah. So like, it's 10 per conference. 20 of the 30 teams make the playoffs.
Right,
so like,
it's a little insane.
They probably should.
It's a little insane. But if the season starts and you tell me that the Celtics have the potential to be a 7 or 8 seed, I would not argue that one bit.
So you're looking at the odds to win the Eastern Conference based off of just like Vegas odds, right? So the Cavs are currently the favorite, followed by the Knicks. The Cavs haven't really changed their roster much. I feel like they have to. I feel like they have a massive payroll on their team, too. But we'll see. So Donovan Mitchell, they had the best regular season last year. Obviously, they were disappointing in the playoffs. But they're number one. The Knicks, who just swapped coaches, but they still have the same roster, they're second. Then the Orlando Magic, who got my guy Desmond Bane. The Philadelphia 76ers somehow are fourth. I don't even consider them. The Bucks are fifth. Hawks are sixth, and then the Celtics are seventh as far as odds to win the conference, followed by the Pistons, which I feel like is kind of low on the Pistons.
Right?
I mean,
we still think Pistons. We think between, you know, after the 04 run that they had, they died.
But then last year,
but they've rebuilt it.
They had one of the great turnarounds from where they were 2 years ago to where they were last year. Mm. They still have Cade Cunningham, who had put up there as top five in the conference, but they're low. But so basically, if you just look at that, they have the Celtics as a playoff team, but it looks like a play-in team based just on the odds.
Still
but
in.
I'm not putting the Hawks or even the Bucks. Like, how good are the Bucks going to be?
Right.
They got rid of Lillard. They bring in Miles Turner. They still have Giannis, who I think is like an underachiever overall. So like, I think that just speaks to how wide open the East is.
It is.
And if you have Jaylen Brown and as confident as Jaylen Brown is, then like, all right.
We'll take it.
You should be at the top. All right, if you want to weigh in, you can at 617-779-7937. Pre-game, couple hours away as the Red Sox open up the second half. Take it on the Cubs this afternoon, 2:20, first pitch here on WEEI. But it is a Friday, so we have our Friday four-pack of questions coming up next. But first, here is Billy Lanny with What's Trending.
The exclusive home for Patriots Monday and Friday.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending is brought to you by the 99 Restaurants. The Red Sox, in their 10-game winning streak, return from the All-Star break this afternoon to begin a 3-game series against the Cubs in Chicago. First pitch from Wrigley's at 2:20. You can hear the call of the game with Will Fleming and Mike Monaco right here on 93.7 and across the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's perfecting the art of fresh. Lucas Giolito gets a start for the Sox against the Cubs' Colin Ray. Don't forget to tune in to the MassMutual Red Sox pregame show with Joe Weil beginning at 1:20. Sox lineup is out. Jaron Duran's in left. Alex Bregman at third. Roman Anthony is your DH. Carlos Narvaez behind the plate. Willie Abreu in right. Trevor Story at short. Marcelo Meyer at second, Seidon Rafaela in center, and Abraham Toro is at first base. Celtics improved to 3-1 in summer league action after last night's 87-78 win over the Lakers. Jordan Walsh led Celtics scorers with 17 points. The C's summer league schedule will continue on Sunday against the Atlanta Hawks. Going to Shams Charania, 9-time NBA All-Star Damian Lillard is finalizing a 3-year $42 million contract to return to the Trailblazers. The deal is expected to include a player option for 2027 and 2028 and a no-trade clause, according to Adam Schefter. Pittsburgh Steelers linebacker TJ Watt has become the highest-paid non-QB in NFL history for the second time after reaching an agreement on a three-year, $123 million contract extension, which includes a $108 million fully guaranteed. NFLPA Executive Director Lloyd Howell Jr. has resigned, ending his two-year stint as the leader of the union. And tomorrow night, the Revolution host Orlando City SC. Kickoff from Gillette Stadium is 7:30. Lobster Lovers Weekend is back. Visit the 99 restaurants this Friday through Sunday and order their famous Colossal or Hut Butted Lobster Roll, and you'll get a free three-course meal upgrade. This weekend only, you gotta love the nines. I'm Billy Lanny. That's what's trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field.
What a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.